That was Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman with Long Ago Waltz. We now head back over to Richmond with some more Region 15C amateur baseball tournament action. This next game, I believe, is Spring Hill facing off against New Munich. We hand you back over to Randy and Don. They'll be bringing us today's play-by-play on the game again. Randy, how's it going?
Well, Scott, I tell you what, we got one game in. We've got some light rain falling again here as we begin game number two, and that is New Munich and Spring Hill and Don Heinen. This game, a battle of two Stearns County North teams, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Randy. Spring Hill and New Munich. Winner will play St. Martin probably tonight yet. Depends upon when this game gets over. Otherwise,
exactly.
We'll be moving over to Farming. But if it gets over with by, what, 5:15?
5:15.
We'll play it here. Otherwise, we'd be moving to Farming sometime, about 7:30. They want to put it on, I guess.
So, you bet.
This will be an interesting matchup between, like you said, the two Stearns County League North teams. We had a very good ball game, the one before, St. Martin and Richmond. St. Martin defeating Richmond by a score of 5-1. No scoring, really, until the eighth inning in that game. So a very excellent ball game, two well-pitched games. But you got to ask for it.
You bet.
Two winners here will face off today yet to see who plays Farming tomorrow.
All right, Don, you got some starting lineups for us. Let's take a look at them.
I do for New Munich. There'll be the visitors on your scorecard today. Leading off and playing center field today will be Jacob Hennenkamp. Batting second, the left fielder, Hunter Rademacher. Batting third, the shortstop, Will Funk. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Nick Stangler. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Chad Funk. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ty Reller. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Tanner Reelin. Batting eighth, the designated hitter today will be Logan Funk, and he will be batting for the pitcher, Jim Toole. Batting ninth, and doing the catching today, will be Joe Stangler. Four Spring Hill Chargers leading off, playing second base will be Eric Terrace. Batting second, the catcher, Nathan Terrace. Batting third, the third baseman, Eric Schoenberg. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Jamie Terrace. Batting fifth, the pitcher today will be Anthony Reverman. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Owen Meyer. Batting seventh, the designated hitter will be Jordan Orbeck. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Reagan Nelson. Batting ninth, left fielder, Brent Terrace. And playing first base today will be Jordan Welly.
All right, our starting lineups here on KASM for game number two today. This is an elimination game. Right-hander Anthony Reverman on the mound, taking his warm-up tosses. Jim Toole, his counterpart. He'll be on the mound here shortly. And again, Don, these two teams know each other so well. They play so much. A lot of this core player group has played each other for years and years and years. So they know these pitchers well. But, I mean, Jim Toole's going to go out and he's going to throw strikes for you. We saw Anthony Reverman throw last week, too, and he pitched well.
He did a nice job back on the mound here for Spring Hill. Threw strikes. And it's fun to watch. And, you know, like you said, too, the core of these two teams. You look at Spring Hill and you look at New Munich and where these guys, the bulk of these guys went to school, probably in Melrose. So you're looking at kids that played each other or played with each other.
Exactly.
Here for the teams, so.
Yeah, played in high school, probably played Legion ball together.
Correct.
It's
correct.
Probably way back in Little League and stuff they were playing together already.
Very
so,
true.
Yeah, know each other very well. Reverman, he is a big, tall kid. Anthony will work out of the windup and stretch here as he practices to get loose. Hey, Region 15C Baseball brought to you by our sponsors, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Virgil's Big Arena, just south of Farming, Cutzer Excavating, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Falcon National Bank here in Richmond, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, El Rosa Green and Feed, the Greenwald Pub, Scooters Trucking over in El Rosa, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC in Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, over by Belgrade and Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Riverman's first pitch is a strike called and 0-1.
Behind the plate today, David Leome. And on the base, Tom Swenson.
Jacob Hennenkamp in the box and takes a pitch inside from Riverman and the count 1-1. Ball and a strike.
Standing down here below the press box when the two umpires walked in and looked at each other, said, "Man, is he tall?" And the other guy said, "Which one?"
Yeah.
They're both about 6'6". They're two big tall fellas.
Pitch inside to Hinnekamp, and the count, two balls and a strike. Looks like Joe Hoppe is in the third base coach box. Here's a ground ball to Eric Schoenberg at third. Eric across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout of Jacob Hinnekamp. So one out, and Hunter Rademacher to the plate. Left-handed hitting Hunter Rademacher. We make references every once in a while to the left-handed hitter. We are positioned, if you know the little walking path that the ball players take to go to home plate, we're almost in line with that. So any kind of foul ball that comes off the bat of a left-handed hitter, we become a prime target as that goes over my head. Foul. And I'm not making that up, listeners, either. 0-1 or 0-2 to Hunter Rademacher.
Hunter Rademacher having a good tournament, 3-for-9 with a sack, bunt, and a run scored.
And Hunter folds another one back and out of play. And the count stays 0-2 to Hunter.
Leadoff hitter Jacob Hinnekamp was 1-for-9 with a base on balls. So Hunter having a good tournament so far.
0-2 the count. Here's Anthony Reverman's pitch. That's high, 1-2. Eric Schoenberg over at third base. At shortstop, it's Jamie Terrace. At second base, Eric Terrace. Over at first base for the Chargers, Jordan Welly has the 0-2 pitch coming to Rademacher. And another foul back and out of play. In left field for Spring Hill, we have Brent Terrace out in center field, Owen Meyer. And in right field, Regan Nelson behind the plate, Nathan Terrace, and on the mound, Anthony Reverman. Here's a ground ball to first. Fielding it is Welly. He'll throw to Reverman, covering the bag, and in time. That was a very close play at 3-1 on the putout.
That whole play wasn't developing real well.
No,
was it?
No.
But at first, he had a chance to take it unassisted over there at first base, but he decided to flip it to Reverman. Will Funk, 3-for-6 with a couple doubles, a couple three intentional base on balls, three runs scored, and
being on base was his best friend.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's a force to reckon with here in that New Munich Silver Streaks lineup.
Will Funk at the plate. Reverman's pitch on the way. There's a ball low. No, that was the second pitch already to Will Funk. I'm not seeing anything posted on the scoreboard right now as Funk drives it to left field. Brent Terrace on his horse makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. Half an inning, it's New Munich nothing. Spring Hill coming to bat. More baseball in a minute on KASN.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better. New Munich Sox Center in Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They appreciate your business and thank you. Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Region 15C Baseball brought to you by Ecker Feed Service over in New Munich, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, and New Munich Meats, Albany Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance Agency in Alrosa and Belgrade, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Stony Creek Dairy, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, West Central Sanitation, the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Grove Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, and Central Minnesota Insurance in Painesville, our sponsors for our Region 15C tournament. Here we go, the Spring Hill Chargers, bottom of the first inning. On the mound, Jim Toole facing Eric Terrace, and the first pitch to Eric is a ball high, 1-0. It'll be Eric Terrace, Nathan Terrace, and Eric Schoenberg.
Eric Terrace, 1-for-6 with a base on ball, hit by pitch, sack fly, scored a run.
There's a strike called and 1-1. Tanner Reeland almost in on the grass at third. Now, there's a cutout that he's playing part of. As Eric Terrace always, that hand seems to slide up that bat on every pitch, doesn't it?
Big threat to bunt here at Spring Hill coming today, 17-for-67, 254.
Terrace a drive to right field. Nick Stangler has it measured and makes the catch for the out. One down. I bring Nathan Terrace to the plate.
Batting second, the catcher number 7, Nathan Terrace.
Nathan hitting 3 for 8 so far. Sack bunt, a couple of runs scored.
Every once in a while we'll get those little passing showers. Not real heavy, but more of a nuisance rain if you're playing baseball outside. Or doing anything outside,
yeah.
Right?
It's not enough to really get you too wet,
no.
Enough to keep you cool all day, but
there's a strike called.
Last week we were warm.
Yeah. One ball, one strike to Nathan Terrace. Jimmy Toole's pitch. That's high for a ball. And two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Toole kicks and delivers, and Terrace drives it to left center field. That's down for a base hit. And Nathan Terrace stays hot here in this region tournament with a single.
Took that inside curveball from Jimmy Toole and just drove it into the gap there. And nice piece of hitting.
Bring Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Eric. Left-handed hitting, Eric Schoenberg.
2-for-8 with a double, base on balls.
Nathan Terrace will take the lead at first. And the pitch is a strike called, an 0-1. Tanner Reeland's over at third, at short Will Funk, at second Chad Funk, and over at first base Ty Reller. For the New Munich Silver Streaks, here's the pitch to Schoenberg. That's over our heads and foul. And the count 0-2. In left field for New Munich, it's Hunter Rademacher. In center field, we have Jacob Hinnenkamp. Out in right field, it's Nick Stangler. And behind the plate, Joe Stangler with Jimmy Toole on the mound. 0-2 the count to Eric Schoenberg. Toole's pitch. Schoenberg takes just outside. And the count 1-2. St. Martin hanging around. They will have the next game with the winner of this ball game. 1-2. And Schoenberg drives this to center field. Jacob Hinnenkamp started in at first, now retreating and makes the catch right in front of the fence out in straightaway center field. Nathan Terrace was all the way to second. He's got to scoot back to first. And that ball had
carried,
didn't it?
Yes, it did. Carried. And I thought I'd had a chance at Terrace. Hennenkamp kept going back. And
I'll bring Jamie Terrace to the plate.
Seen Chad look back at him. And thought I think he was telling me. He said, that ball will carry today.
Jamie Terrace, fly ball to left field. There to make the catch is Rademacher, and that'll do it for the Chargers in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. One in our books, and no score between New Munich and Spring Hill. We're back in a minute.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk. Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon lunch special. Served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Minutes after 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Thanks for being with us here on KASM Region 15C baseball action. I know there's been some baseball across central Minnesota today that's been rain delayed over in Region 11C in Sartell. The Cold Spring Rockies starting out today with Luxembourg, and that ball game was the top of the first inning, and the Rockies had a 3-0 lead. That's going to resume at 4 o'clock this afternoon from what we've been hearing. Regal is set to take on Sacred Heart today down in their region. That is a loser's bracket game. Bird Island defeated Starbuck today 2-0 in 11 innings in Region 4C. And then, of course, here it was St. Martin 5-1 over Richmond. Nick Stangler starts the second for New Munich, and the first pitch to Nick, a ball. There's a strike called in. 1-1 to the right fielder. Anthony Reverman's pitch popped up in the infield. Somebody's going to call for it. It's going to be Eric Schoenberg at third. He'll make the catch for the out. One down. And Chad Funk will bat.
The second baseman, number four, Chad Funk.
Chad Funk in the five spot for years and years. Chad would bat oftentimes cleanup or third, and he let off a lot recent years. Just a good solid stick, good contact hitter. The first pitch of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. That pitch a strike called, and 1-1 to Chad Funk.
In that crouch position there, he tries to work that count.
Ty Reller on deck. Another pitch right down the middle from Reverman. And the count, one ball, two strikes. What I've seen of Anthony Reverman here, Don, in the last couple weeks is he just throws strikes.
Yes, he does.
Comes right at the hitters and makes his defense play. And that one is shot by Eric Schoenberg over at third. Funk lacing a bullet past Schoenberg. And that is a base hit for Chad Funk. Bring Ty Reller to the plate.
Chad Funk having a pretty good region so far, 2-for-9. Ty Reller, 2-for-9 with a run. So actually, these two teams batting the 200s as a team.
And Anthony Reverman working out of the stretch. His first pitch, a ball. No, actually a strike call. Excuse me, strike call to Ty Reller and 0-1. Tanner Reeland on deck. Welly holds Funk at first. And Riverman's pitch, and Reller, a fly ball to left field. Brent Terrace will make the catch for the out. Back to first goes Chad Funk. And now two outs for New Munich here in the second.
Kind of jammed himself on that pitch to Ty Reller. He wanted to go to left field with it, but he got a little bit on the hands there. He didn't quite get the bat, fat part of the bat on it. How was I going to say that?
I don't know, but if I was Pat, I'd be upset. Fat Pat. I don't know Pat, who is that. I'm sorry, Pat. And a strike call to Tanner Reeland and 0-1. Oh, we love radio. I love it. Here's Chad Funk taking the lead. Here's a one hopper to Eric Terrace at second. He'll flip to Jamie, covering the bag at second, 4-6 on the putout, and that'll end the Silver Streak second. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 1.5 innings, no score. New Munich and Spring Hill. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details. New Munich Meats is your place for all your custom slaughtering for beef and pork. They will get your meat cut up to your liking and have it ready for pickup. Summer grilling season is here and they have the best brats in the area ready for the grill. Choose from wild rice, mushroom and Swiss, Philly cheesesteak brats, beer brats, whiskey peppercorn, and many more. Stop in and pick up meat from the showcase or to fill the freezer. For all your meats, phone New Munich Meats at 837-5214. Good luck to all the teams from New Munich Meats.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Anthony Reverman leads off the second for Spring Hill and fouls one off here on the first pitch he sees. 0-1 to Anthony. Now another foul tip at the plate. And the count at 0-2 to Anthony Reverman.
Anthony Reverman 2-for-9 so far in the tournament. Actually, Spring Hill hitting 254 as a team coming into today, so they hitting the ball.
The ball, it's two strikes. Tools pitch and a swing and a miss. It gets through Stangler's legs. Joe's going to throw to first, but not in time, and Reverman's going to reach.
Yeah, scooted just far enough behind Stangler, behind the plate there, that he couldn't find it right away, and when he did, it was too late.
That'll bring Owen Meyer to the plate. Gordon Barton going through some signs over at third base.
Owen Meyer still hitless in the tournament.
And Owen was going to bunt, and the home plate umpire is saying he got a piece of it, and the count 0-1. Jim Tua looks to first. Anthony Reverman takes a pretty nice lead against Jim Tua. Reller holds. And the pitch to Meyer. He'll pop this one up foul. It's going to go over the first base dugout and out of play. And the count at 0-2.
No sacrifice that time for Owen.
The ball, it's two strikes.
I don't know. It seems kind of early right now yet, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Pitch is a little bit low to Owen Meyer in the count, 1-2. I'd like the opportunity, maybe a hit and run.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
But look at the hole.
Oh, I know Chad Funk leaves a big hole as he's playing just about behind second base. And Meyer takes strike three called. He is caught looking. So Jim Tool has a couple strikeouts here in the inning, but there's still a guy on base.
Jordan Orbeck, 2-for-3 with a home run, hit by pitch, and 3 runs scored. We seen last week he got hit that home run. The next time up, he got plunked, didn't he?
He did.
Then he hit another. Did he hit another one after?
Jordan hit one off the top of the
top
fence.
Top of the fence, yeah, he did.
And his first pitch from Jim Tool is a strike and 0-1. Jordan did not play in one of the Chargers games, but did DH in their win on Sunday. 0-1 the count to Jordan Orbeck. Anthony Reverman leads at first. And Jordan a swing and a foul tip. Strike two.
Yeah, they defeated Meyer Grove 9-3 to eliminate Meyer Grove to get to this point against New Munich.
0-2 the count to Orbeck. And late on that swing from Tool, he's out on strikes. Two outs. So this could be a 4-strikeout inning, potentially.
Could be, yes.
As Regan Nelson steps in to face Jim Tool.
1-for-6 in the tournament, Regan.
Two outs, one on. Jim Toole comes home, and Regan pops this one up over by the first base dugout. Ty Reller over by the dugout. Oh, he dives over the fence and catches it. Comes back. Ty Reller going high over the fence with a circus catch. And he comes back with the baseball, and that'll end the Charger second. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We play two, no score. Numenic and Spring Hill, we're back in a minute.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Not just good food, it's great food. And the menu at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming is loaded with many options to choose from. Stop in on Friday nights from 5 till 10 for the fish buffet. Or try the wings, just $6.50 a pound. On Saturday, dine in only on a single topping pizza for $7.50. And on Sunday from 5 till 10, enjoy the pork chop dinner for only $10. Trapper's Pub and Grub, a hometown favorite in downtown Farming.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, welcome back to Richmond. We have Region 15C baseball for you here on KASM. Next weekend, we will be in either Delano, Maple Lake, or Dassel. It depends where they put us. We'll be following two of these three teams next weekend here on KASM. And then we'll have a game the weekend after for sure, too. We know the top seed out of this region will play at either of those sites. That bracket only comes out late Sunday night, maybe Monday morning yet. The state board will not post that bracket until that time. At the plate, it's Logan Funk. And the first pitch to Logan, a ball. There's ball two now from Anthony Reverman. 2-0 to left-handed hitting Logan Funk.
He's been getting on base, 1-for-4, sack bunt, 3 base on balls. It's a good stick in the bottom of that order.
Pitch a little bit high to Logan and the count 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. And there's a strike called and 3-1. Here's Reverman's pitch, low ball 4, and Logan Funk works himself a walk. Very patient hitter, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and that's what he does down there. He gets on base.
Going to bring number 9 hitter, Joe Stangler, to the plate.
Talked a little bit about Joe Stangler last week, too. He used to bat in that top 4 of that lineup.
Yes,
usually
he did.
He was right around that second hitter, usually third, and they dropped him down to 9th, and that. We were talking about that last week. It's kind of like another leadoff hitter with Joe down there.
I'm seeing kind of that major league mindset working with some of these amateur managers.
Right.
That you put a guy maybe that's got good contact.
Got a
little pop. Maybe it's going to get you some RBIs down in that spot too. Yet
some pretty good speed.
Pitch high to Joe, 1-0. Anthony Reverman comes home. There's a strike and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here's Reverman's pitch, and Stangler pops this one up, falling out of play. And they'll count at 1-2 now. A ball and 2 strikes. Anthony Reverman shakes off that first sign. He's ready to go. And the pitch is high and the count 2-2.
Now, when you umped, Randy, did you ever have to ump the bases or were you a one-man wrecking crew?
I did ump bases twice.
Okay.
But typically I would ump at home. Here's a shot to left field, a base hit for Joe Stengler. So the Silver Streaks with something going here in the third. Two on, nobody out. And we head to the top of the order. Here's Jacob Hinnenkamp. Jacob Hinnenkamp bounced to third in his only at-bat today. That ball came back in really wet.
So we got the two table setters on base here now, the 8 and 9 man.
Jordan Welly already coming in on the grass over at first. Looks like Eric Schoenberg might stay home here, Don. They might want to play on the base runner Logan Funk at third. And the pitch. That's inside a ball, 1-0. Actually, Schoenberg was charging that time. Jamie Terrace was covering third base. Ready on the mound. And the pitch. Here goes the throwback to second after Logan Funk had a big secondary lead. And the count at 1-1 here. 1-1 the count. Jacob Hinnenkamp looks down to Joe Hoppe.
As a runner, you're hoping, please, please, please get back quick.
I know. Yeah.
You don't want to get picked off.
Hinnenkamp shows bunt again, puts a dandy down. Eric Terrace has to field it over at first, and he steps just in front of Jacob Hinnenkamp and kind of slides, steps his way, and another collision averted there.
Boy, that was tough.
That was a great play. I mean, first of all, to get the out.
Great play, but it could have been dangerous. Wow, inside the bag towards the foul line or inside the foul line.
1-4. And it'll bring left-handed hitting Hunter Rademacher to the plate. Hunter bounced to the first baseman Welly in his only at-bat tonight. And drives it to right field. Is it far enough? It looks like it's deep enough to score Logan Funk from third. Making the catch out and right. Here comes Funk to score. And the throw goes to third. And it's 1-0 New Munich. Sacrifice fly there by Hunter Rademacher. Catch made by Regan Nelson. Two outs. And Will Funk steps into the box with another runner at third and nobody, or and two outs. Pitches high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Anthony Reverman's pitch. Strike called, and 1-1. On deck, Nick Stengler. 1-1. Pitch a little bit high, and 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Joe Stengler takes his lead at third, and strike is called to Will Funk, and 2-2 now.
That's a really good pitch against Will Funk, keeping it low and on the outside corner.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Funk asks for time, and the home plate umpire gives it to him. Anthony Reverman delivers, and Funk just hitting the top of the grandstand here, and the count at 2-2 yet. This is the 11th game of our Region 15C tournament. The 2-2 to Funk, a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks here in the third. They score one run on one hit. There were no errors and one man left on base. We played 2.5. It's New Munich 1 and Spring Hill nothing. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute on KASM.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-34 For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Hunnan back with you at Richmond Royal Baseball Park. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0. Dominica has taken the lead, giving Jim Toole a few runs to work with, or a run to work with.
Run to work with here, and Brent Terrier's having a good regional tournament, 3-for-5 with a sack bunt so far, so he's doing his job down in the bottom of the order.
Here's the first pitch to Terrace, and he'll follow that to the backstop in 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Jim Toole rocks and fires and pitches low and inside, and the count 1-1. 1-1 the count. Terrace swings and misses. Strike two. Now that is the second batter for Spring Hill I've seen almost like a tomahawk at it, right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
So that ball is moving when it gets into Nathan Terrace's glove, obviously. Gordy Barton just about barehanded a one-hop shot. And the count 1-2 to Brent Terrace. Tools pitch. Here's a chopper hit to short. Will Funk across the diamond. 6-3 in the putout of Brent Terrace. Now that one Will did not charge, Don. And I don't know if he changes his game at all based on a runner's speed, whether he will.
So. I think he does.
Because he's got a rocket for an arm.
Playing fairly deep there at short, too, so I'm assuming that the infield isn't real quick.
Here's Eric Terrace. And Eric pops this one up in foul ground. It's Ty Reller at first, making the catch for the out. Two outs. And Nathan Terrace steps into the batter's box. Nathan so far tonight, 1-for-1, or this afternoon, 1-for-1. And a strike call to Nathan, 0-1. Two outs, nobody on for Spring Hill here in the third. Tools pitch, and Terrace pops this one up. Long run for somebody. Here's Will Funk, a dive, and making the catch down the left field line.
Wow.
New Munich has brought the defense this afternoon. Will Funk going down the left field line, jumps and makes the catch, and another exciting end to an inning for the Silver Streaks. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base for Spring Hill. After three, New Munich 1, Spring Hill nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the teams.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
And welcome back. Top of the fourth inning coming up here. Some updates from local regions. 11C, they are going in Sartell right now. The Cold Spring Rockies up on Luxembourg 3-0 in top of three. Or bottom of the third now. 3-0 Cold Spring Rockies. Also, we got folks listening. Looks like the Tangens. Tangens driving back from Tennessee. And they are listening to us, driving back from Tennessee, the Tangen family. So thank you for joining us here on KASM, whether you're listening to us on TuneIn Radio or at mychasm.com. Certainly enjoy having you with us. At the plate, Nick Stangler. First pitch of ball from Anthony Reverman. There's ball two, 2-0. It'll be Nick Stangler here, Chad Funk, and Ty Reller. The fourth inning for New Munich. They lead 1-0. Pitch is low for a ball, and now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch, low ball four, and a four-pitch walk to Nick Stangler here in the fourth.
Nathan going to go out and have a talk with his pitcher, Reverman, just to tell him a couple other things. Maybe he's just not following through the way he's supposed to on those. He's keeping everything pretty much down in the dirt. Or coming through it too far, maybe. Find your release point again. Get back in the strike zone.
It's first walk for Anthony Reverman today. He has given up the one hit. Riverman's pitch, and Chad Funk takes a strike, and 0-1. It almost looked like Chad wanted to maybe start a bunt or something like that, but he just about got plunked by that pitch, and it's a strike called.
I think he wanted to see once we could draw Eric in a little bit at third base here.
The ball's in a strike. Anthony Reverman from the stretch delivers to Funk, and strike two called, and Chad's down in the count, 0-2.
Did he hit that first one past Eric at third?
He did.
So I think he's trying to draw him in a little bit with a fake bunt to see if he can get another one past him.
And here's a ground ball. Too short. Jamie Terrace flips to second for one, and that's all they're going to get, the fielder's choice.
Chad still runs well yet down that line. He knew right away when he hit it in the... On the grass in the infield, he had a hustle.
So one down. Now that walk to Stangler was the second walk for Anthony Reverman. One down, and here's Ty Reller. Left-handed hitting Reller. Fly ball to left field in his first at bat. The ball in the dirt. Nice stop there by Nathan Terrace to keep it in front of him. And 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Anthony Reverman delivers, and Reller swings and misses. There's a strike, 1-1. A little light drizzle falling again. One ball, one strike. And inside corner, the home plate umpire says a strike, and 1-2. I think Anthony Reverman got a pitch there.
Ty didn't like it.
No. One ball, two strikes. Chad Funk on at first. He'll take his lead. And Reller rips it past Jamie Terrace into center field. A solid base hit picked up there by Owen Meyer. And first and second for the Silver Streaks. One out. That is their third hit. Off of Reverman, it would be Tanner Reeland coming to the plate.
Looks like Nolan Sand coaching first base over there.
Yeah.
Joe Hoppe over at third.
1-0, Dominique with the lead here in top of the fourth, and Tanner Reeland chases the high fastball, strike one. Yeah, Paul Sand is probably out in Bismarck watching his other son, Caden, part of that 15U Albany Babe Ruth team.
Oh, they're playing well, too, aren't they?
They are, 2-1 in pool play. Here's a pop-up into shallow right field, coming in to make the catch, Regan Nelson, and two outs. So two down, Chad Funk out at second, at first base Ty Reller, and here's Logan Funk, Logan, the other Silver Streak that walked today. And the pitch coming to Logan, that's low and inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. That wind continues to blow like straight out to center field here. Here's Anthony Reverman's pitch. That's high, 2-0. Throw to first, and Ty Reller just gets back.
That's close.
Nathan Terrace, he's always done that. He's always thrown it.
Oh,
thrown
he
it keeps his runners close, doesn't he?
Ty Reller would have got that in the ear hole if he went to caught that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he came in front of Ty's helmet to make that catch. Two balls, no strikes to Logan Funk. And 3-0. Three balls, no strikes.
A little bit of control problem here.
A hit and a walk here in the fourth. 1-0, New Munich leading Spring Hill. Chargers pitcher Anthony Reverman delivers, and the strike is called by the home plate umpire. Now the count full at 3-2.
You really want your starting pitchers in this game to go as far as you can, because you may be playing another game. One of these teams will be.
Reverman's pitch. Strike two called, and the count full at 3-2 now. Three balls, two strikes. Time is called. And Nathan Terrace out to have a word with his right-hander. Again, if this ball game is over by 5:15 today, we will have a third game here at Richmond. If it is not over by 5:15, whenever it's complete, we pack up everything and we go to Farming for a 7:30 ball game tonight under the lights in Farming. In 2B, Section 2B, it was Marshall over the St. Cloud Boudreaux, 6-2. It's Moorhead over St. Cloud Boudreaux, 6-2. No, you wrote it right, Reese. I just read it wrong. And the Cold Spring Rockies leading Luxembourg 4-0 now in the bottom of the fourth. Kirby's got a lot sloppier penmanship than you, Reese. You are very good at printing. As Logan Funk swings and misses, he's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks here in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on base. We have played 3.5. It's Dominic 1 and Spring Hill Nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for your soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is excited to launch our all-new vehicle delivery program. Hi everyone, it's Colin, and we want to make shopping for your next new or pre-owned vehicle easy. We understand that finding time to shop for your next vehicle purchase can be challenging, and that's why we want to make sure we cater to all of our customers' needs. Call us today to see if you're eligible to have your next new ride dropped off your front door. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free five-state delivery, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Jim Toole on the mound, starting with Eric Schoenberg here in the fourth inning. And the first pitch of ball to Eric Schoenberg. There's ball two and 2-0. Toole's pitch. Schoenberg will take a strike call and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, a 1-0 Dominic lead. And that pitch is a little bit low and outside, and the count 3-1 to Schoenberg. Toole delivers, Schoenberg fouls it off, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Winner gets St. Martin at some point this evening. And the pitch is high to Eric Schoenberg and a leadoff walk for Jim Toole.
That's one thing Jimmy doesn't do too often is walk anybody, does he?
He does not,
no. He must throw strikes, let him put it in play. And he's a little frustrated with himself right now. He didn't want to walk anybody.
So that's the first walk for Jim Toole. And it'll bring Jamie Terrace to the plate. Jamie, a fly ball to left field and his only at-bat so far today. Toole's pitch. Terrace takes us. Well, he took a ball inside and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And there's a strike called, and 1-1.
Jimmy Toole misses on that first one. He just slows it up a little bit more here. He's going to get that strike on the outside corner.
Eric Schoenberg leads from first. And the pitch to Jamie Terrace. Outside ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Toole comes home, and Terrace drives it to left field. Back by the fence, it's gone. Jamie Terrace gives the Chargers a 2-1 lead here in the fourth. A home run to left field. As he got all of that Jim Toole pitch.
Jamie definitely put a jolt into that one. He got that high fastball, and he knew what to do with it.
So a home run for Jamie Terrace. Here comes Anthony Reverman to the plate. Our second home run of the day here. Scott Leeser had a home run in our first ball game today.
That was also a no-doubter.
Anthony Reverman. Struck out in his only at-bat. He bloops this to short. Will Funk there on the grass will make the catch for the out. So one out, and Owen Meyer comes to the plate. It's kind of interesting, Don, how Chad Funk's playing this. They're figuring most players will pull Jim Tool. Here's a line drive that goes off of Tanner Reeland's glove, and Owen Meyer's going to probably pick up his first hit of the tournament with that shot off of the glove of Tanner Reeland.
Had an all ball in his glove there. It just kind of spun right out of the top of it and went behind him over at Reeland at third there. Good effort.
And it'll bring designated hitter Jordan Orbeck to the plate. Jordan struck out in his first at-bat today.
Spring Hill making some good contact off of Jimmy this inning.
Yes, they are, with just one out. Owen Meyer, the base runner at first. Jordan Orbeck stands at the plate, struck out in his first at-bat, takes a strike called 0-1. All one the count to Jordan Orbeck. Meyer leads from first. And Jordan Orbeck, a line drive back to Tool on the mound. He'll knock it down. He flips to Ty Reller. They get Jordan Orbeck for the out, and Owen Meyer goes to second. That was a shot.
Oh, my. Jimmy Tool got that off the glove towards first base. Did you see Ty Reller?
He broke at the ball.
He was going to break at the ball, too, and he go, oh, my God, I'm not. Nobody going to be at first.
So two outs. And Regan Nelson to the plate. Regan popped up to Ty Reller over at first. Ty made a circus-style catch over the tall fence on Regan Nelson. And the first pitch, a ball to Nelson, 1-0. Owen Meyer out at second with two outs. Tool's pitch, that's low one in the dirt. Knocked down by Stangler. Meyer goes to third, and they're going to call him out. As the base umpire says, he was tagged out trying to go to third, and that'll end the fourth inning for Spring Hill. They come up with two runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. We played four. It's Spring Hill 2 and Numenic 1. We're back in a minute on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.